Nearly every weekday afternoon, Matilda was left alone in the house. Her brother, 5 years older than her, went to school. Her father went to work, and her mother went out playing bingo in a town 8 miles away. Mrs. Wormwood was hooked on bingo and played it 5 afternoons a week. On the afternoon of the day when her father had refused to buy her a book, Matilda set out all by herself to walk to the public library in the village. When she arrived, she introduced herself to the librarian, Mrs. Phelps. She asked if she might sit a while and read a book. Mrs. Phelps, slightly taken aback at the arrival of such a tiny girl unaccompanied by a parent, nevertheless told her she was very welcome.
"Where are the children's books, please?" Matilda asked.
"They're over there on those lower shelves. Would you like me to help you find a nice one with lots of pictures in it?"
"No, thank you," Matilda said. "I'm sure I can manage."
From then on, every afternoon, as soon as her mother had left for bingo, Matilda would toddle down to the library. The walk took only 10 minutes, and this allowed her 2 glorious hours, sitting quietly by herself in a cosy corner, devouring one book after another. When she'd read every single children's book in the place, she started wandering round in search of something else. Mrs. Phelps, who had been watching her with fascination for the past few weeks, now got up from her desk and went over to her.
"Can I help you, Matilda?" she asked. "I'm wondering what to read next," Matilda said. "I've finished all the children's books."
"You mean you've looked at the pictures?"
"Yes, but I've read the books as well."
Mrs. Phelps looked down at Matilda from her great height, and Matilda looked right back up at her.
"I thought some were very poor," Matilda said, "but others were lovely. I liked the secret garden best of all. It was full of mystery."
Mrs. Phelps was stunned.
"Exactly how old are you, Matilda?"
4 years and 3 months."
Mrs. Phelps was more stunned than ever, but she had the sense not to show it.
"What sort of a book would you like to read next?"
"I would like a really good one that grown-ups read. I don't know any names."
Mrs. Phelps looked along the shelves. She didn't quite know what to bring out.
"Try this," she said at last. "It's very famous and very good. Great Expectations by Charles Dickens. I'd love to try it."
"I must be mad,"
Mrs. Phelps told herself. But to Matilda she said,
"Of course you may try it."
Over the next few afternoons, Mrs. Phelps could hardly take her eyes from the small girl, sitting for hour after hour in the big armchair at the far end of the room with the book on her lap. And a strange sight it was, this tiny dark-haired person sitting there with her feet nowhere near touching the floor, totally absorbed in the wonderful adventures of Pip and old Miss Havisham and her cobwebbed house, and by the spell of magic that Dickens, the great storyteller, had woven with his words. Mrs. Phelps always felt sad when the time came for her to cross the floor and say,
"It's 10 to 5, Matilda."
During the first week of Matilda's visits, Mrs. Phelps had said to her,
"Does your mother walk you down here every day and then take you home?" "My mother goes to Aylesbury every afternoon to play bingo. She doesn't know I come here."
"But that's surely not right. I think you'd better ask her."
"I'd rather not. She doesn't encourage reading books, nor does my father. She doesn't really care what I do,"
Matilda said, a little sadly. Mrs. Phelps was concerned about the child's safety on the walk through the fairly busy village high street and the crossing of the road, but she decided not to interfere. Within a week, Matilda had finished Great Expectations, which in that edition contained 411 pages.
"I loved it," she said to Mrs. Phelps. "Has Mr. Dickens written any others?"
"A great number," said the astounded Mrs. Phelps. "Shall I choose you another?"